And hello, hello, it is the Morning Disaster Podcast. I'm Ray Lytle, and...
Chopped liver.
And I'm here with chopped liver.
That's what my face feels like.
So you, what, you were in the hospital again?
Yes.
What were you doing, the vagina surgery?
If my mouth was a vagina, no.
So they did a surgery on...
my nose.
They did a surgery on your nose.
Yeah.
And what caused, why did you need to get this surgery?
Because I got headbutted 20 years ago.
So why did you have to get it now?
Because it was making my heart enlarged.
Your surgery? Your nose was?
Yes.
I don't get it. What was
I wasn't getting enough oxygen into my lungs.
Oh, because you can't breathe.
And it was making my lungs make my heart work harder.
So who decided to get that you needed the surgery?
The doctor.
Your heart doctor?
Yeah.
Hmm. And so you went in and they
sent me to ENT and ENT said, yeah.
And they re-cracked.
It's going this way now.
Oh, your nose looks fine.
Yeah.
Looks like a nose.
It's very swollen.
Did they do any corrective surgery to the look or is it just the inside? Or
I think she did. Because she took bone out.
You should have said, listen, I'm going in for this. I better come out, you know.
Looking better than I went in.
Yeah, I better come out looking good.
I think it's going to be a softer nose rather than a pointier nose. Because there's not the hard bone in it anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just going to be 8 weeks till I find out.
Till you find out what?
How
it looks?
Down.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a nose surgery, you know.
I know.
Back in 19... Shit, I don't even want to say it.
In the 90s.
No.
80s.
1980. Shit, I don't know. Four or five, something like that. I don't know. Yeah. Sucked.
And everybody that I've talked to in the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses and my doctors and nurses all look at me and say, ooh, that's a really bad surgery.
Oh.
That's not a good surgery to have.
So how many times? You go to the hospital too much. What were you in last night again?
Yeah, I couldn't breathe.
Oh, my God. Why couldn't you breathe? What was the cause?
There's some kind of respiratory infection going on. And
so it's not the surgery.
Yeah, it's from the surgery.
Well, you are something else with that surgery. I'll tell you that.
And they even said in the hospital that they had to find some kind of weird diagnosis for me because whatever it wasn't going to be normal.
You love the hospital. I don't know anybody who loves hospitals.
I have my own wing there. They all know me when I walk in. And I was there twice yesterday because I had to take my brother in.
Damn.
Because he went into AFib.
Those medical
And the pills. same nurses that took care of him took care of me.
So you were jealous that your brother was in the hospital, and then you're like, I've got to be in the hospital, too.
No. He was mad that they didn't keep him because the Cubs were playing,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to watch it. He doesn't have cable.
Ridiculous. Oh, so he goes, I don't have cable.
He was legitimately teed off.
I don't have cable, so.
He's like, I've got freaking AFib, and they don't even keep me.
I know. I can go to the hospital, and that's how I'll watch the game.
Right.
Unbelievable.
He planned it 3 weeks ago when he quit taking his medicine.
That is ridiculous. Why would he quit taking his heart medicine?
Because he said he didn't have the money for the copay.
I'll tell you something.
It's like $2 for a copay.
Oh, Jesus. Because he's drinking that freaking money. Yeah, he's drinking the money.
Apparently. But he could have come to me and I would have got his medicine for him.
I'll tell you.
He didn't even tell me he was out.
Oh, what the hell was I going to say? I was just about to say something, and then I heard about his pharmaceutical problems.
Drinking?
No. Shit.
The Cubs?
No.
Staying at the hospital?
No, what the hell?
Well, that's what we were talking about.
Oh, shit, I can't remember.
You've got to keep up, right?
Something fell right into my, it literally fell into my lap to say, and...
It's gone. The moment is gone.
Shit.
You're not going to get it back.
And it's going to drive me crazy, though.
When I'm gone, you'll be like, that's what I wanted to
say. Damn it.
It would have been great.
Shit. What was I going to say?
You need to build me a cheap computer to get by until I can get a...
When are you... You're moving soon, right?
The 26th.
And you'll have a computer there, right? Won't you?
Well, I have a laptop.
Well, you just get a freaking...
I want my own.
Oh, my God. You are so... What a mess you are.
If I brought my CPU over here, do you think they could unscrew it?
What do you mean unscrew it? What's wrong with it?
The operating system's not working.
Oh, Jesus. What is the...
This is going to be a nonsense podcast.
It really is. This, your life is such freaking nonsense.
Instead of it's being the such disaster,
nonsense.
It's going to become the Nikki disaster, literally.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm moving to Bloomington the 26th of August. If anybody has a truck that knows me and that's not a psychotic killer, we could use a truck. Just one truck for one trip.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need dressers taken up there.
You want someone to help you take a dresser up? Why don't you call TJ? He can just plop it on the back of his fucking motorcycle.
His motorcycle.
Just
drive it
up there
with you. On skateboards and... wheel him up there.
That friggin' TJ, is he still a mess? I talked to him last time. Man, what? I mean,
he's
Jesus
got some drama going
Christ!
On.
Yeah, you talk about the drama. Oh my!
I got mad. Didn't talk to him for a week.
Oh my God! Is he doing the Mayhem podcast again?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like I don't even go over there and listen because I don't know when you know what he's got going on.
Uh-huh.
Oh, freaking TJ.
Love him to death, but he's got to get out of the drama.
Yeah, too much drama.
You have fun drama like me.
Pop that dresser on the back of a fucking motorcycle.
What?
Pop that dresser on the back of a motorcycle. That'd be some fun stuff to talk about.
When we moved over from Jacksonville, we put a recliner chair on top of the van.
Is that the most hillbilly thing you've ever done?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
It was hilarious. We had a caravan and... the last vehicle was a van with a recliner strapped to the top of it because we loaded everything up and we thought everything was done. And my niece's husband was sitting in the chair.
Oh, that's
And we're like,
great.
That's cool. We got it, everything fit. And then we're like, wait a minute.
That's fantastic.
Because it was right there. You know, if it was a snake, it would have bit us kind of thing.
I think when I was a kid, Oh, I know what it was. Okay, when I lived in Texas, okay, This is the most white trash hillbilly thing that I did. I lived in Texas, and when we moved, because I lived with a girl, and I had a girl that I went to college with, and she lived with me in Ohio. And then we moved to Texas together.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then we lived in this townhouse. Well, it wasn't cool. I mean, she's smoking hot. She still is. Uh-huh. We're friends on Facebook. And she's still gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I'll look at the pictures of her and I'll think, wow, she's held up well.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, she's got to be, shit, she's, you know.
40s?
Yeah, she's got to be pushing 50. No, she's got to be late 40s.
Yeah.
And she looks fabulous.
I think some women look better in
their 40s. Hold on. I'll show you a picture. She looks...
Some women these days look better in their 40s than they did in their 20s.
Yeah, and
she they start taking care of themselves better and...
What the hell? I don't know what
they're not out getting drunk all the time and...
I'll show you a picture. And
That's what I aspire to be within the next year.
I don't know.
Very
what the
high maintenance and very good looking.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to show you pictures of this girl... There you go.
Oh, wow.
Hold on, let me show you. I
can't look when you're just continuing.
Well, because
scrolling.
I'm trying to find, because I don't
you're
know
like,
where
look. And
I don't want to be like some perv looking at all the photos. I'm just trying to. Okay.
We're in the same the office. You can do whatever.
Well, I just want to show you the person so the story makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I showed you the person of my friend that lost all the weight.
Yeah. Okay. So here you go. Here's there you go. With her family. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She's the old lady with the blue. No. she's the, you see her? Okay.
Yeah.
So that girl lived with me, right? And
yeah.
she almost looks as good now as she did then. I mean,
right.
She's aged really well.
Uh-huh.
And I'll look at those pictures sometimes and I'll think, wow, she has aged really nice, you know, she
uh-huh.
looks good. And then I think, and then I always say, but.
You have to go there, don't you?
But, yeah, I do. We were so incompatible.
Right. Those make the best friends, though.
I loved this girl. To this day, I love her. She's right. She's a wonderful...
Those make the best friends.
She's a wonderful person, and yes, she would have been...
Because it takes it off the table.
But she is fucking crazy. And I don't mean she's crazy. I mean...
Yeah.
With me... The two of us together,
right?
It was just, you know,
oil
it,
and fire.
It was horrible. It was a terrible, terrible idea,
right?
And we lived together, and it was just, you know,
yeah.
And we would have made beautiful babies and all that. And trust me, we all that stuff, but it was just too much crazy.
Yeah.
It was. I just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just. It just incompatible.
Yeah, I'm getting out of one of those friendships.
Yeah, and it was, and I mean, don't get me wrong. It was, the sex was good.
Yeah.
The, we could have conversations.
Right.
But everything else was miserable.
What else was there besides sex and conversation?
No, it was miserable. We couldn't even eat together.
Oh.
We couldn't even eat because, you know, at the time I was losing weight, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then something bad happened to her, and she ate. She just started eating. Of course, she doesn't gain weight, but right. I did.
Right.
And I'm like, son of a bitch. You know what I mean? It's like I gained... We were just so incompatible, this girl and I.
Bad things kept happening to you guys together.
Yeah, so we lived in this townhouse, okay? And then, I was fine living in the townhouse, by the way.
Right.
I had no problem with the townhouse. I'm like, whatever, it's cheap.
Uh-huh.
I'm working, you know?
And she wanted a house?
Oh, she was always going to get a job.
Oh.
You know, she was going to get a job. Oh, I'm going to get
Sounds
a job.
Sounds like she had it made.
Oh, yeah, because she was working and she worked in Youngstown when we lived there, and then she came here and I'm the one who got a job.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, oh yeah, well I'm going to get a job.
Eventually.
Yeah. Oh, I was out looking for a job. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you're looking for a job. You're still wearing your fucking pajamas. It's
you
know.
Change when you get back home.
It's noon. The fuck you wearing your pajamas? I know you did. Did you hear my show today? Oh, I know she didn't hear the show because she slept all fucking morning. It was always like, I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get a job.
Right.
Didn't do shit. Look at me. I'm getting mad all over all these years later.
She's not even here.
She's not even here. I haven't seen her in 20 years. I'm getting angry again. In fact, I haven't seen her in longer than that. I haven't seen her since, shit, 30 years.
That's funny.
Or no, almost. I don't know. Whatever.
A long time.
Yeah, 20 some odd years. A
few decades.
And, yeah, so we decide. So then she decides... She makes friends with the manager.
Oh no!
Of the apartment.
Oh
complex.
No!
All right.
I can see where this is going.
Who, by the way, was a hot. I mean, she was pretty hot. You know, the manager.
Yeah.
And then they have a two bedroom open. See, we lived in this loft. Okay,
mm-hmm.
This townhouse that had a living room and a kitchen, and you know, and like a little dining area.
Uh-huh.
And then it had an upstairs a bedroom.
Just one bedroom.
Yeah, but the bedroom was like the upstairs was there was like
just
a
the
there
bedroom.
Was a bathroom and stuff.
Yeah.
And then this big bedroom that overlooked. It's like the bedroom
loft, the over.
Yeah, it was a loft and it was like a half wall and you could look over the wall and see downstairs. It was an awesome place to live.
Yeah.
I loved it. And but she didn't like it. She didn't like it. She wanted to get blah blah blah. So she finds out there's a two bedroom available, a two-bedroom big apartment available on the other side of the apartment complex.
Right.
And she wants to move. She wants that one. So she wants to move. I'm like, what the hell? I said, why? It's just me and you.
Right.
That's it. You don't even have a fucking job.
Right.
Of which I admit I did remind her that she didn't have a job.
Quite a bit, probably.
Yes. And so I would remind her that there was no job, but we decided to move anyway.
Because, of course, pussy gets away.
Yeah, and you know, yeah, and I'm a good guy, you know what I mean?
A good guy will go by that.
And I don't get me wrong. I mean, I love the girl. Like I said, to this day, I'm sure. I haven't seen her forever, but there's stuff about her that I'm sure I would love. Were we friends to this day, I'm sure there would be things that, you know, I loved about her because she was very nice and very sweet. Uh-huh. But literally, from
drove each other nuts.
From day one, even in college when we were dating.
Yeah.
There were things about her that drove me crazy. And for some reason, I convinced myself
that they were workable.
Yeah, I convinced myself that she would change. You know what I mean? Like those annoying
change.
Like those annoying things. Well, I didn't know.
Maybe changed for a little bit.
At the time I was like I don't know how young I was when I met her. 19 maybe?
Yeah.
20, I don't know how old I was. And then one time, like this one time, we got in this big fight and broke up.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I forgot what, I don't know if she said she didn't want to see me anymore or whatever it was. And I was excited. I was like, oh, yes. And this is when I was working here in Springfield at Lewis. I was going to Lewis and Clark, and I was working here in WYMG. And we broke up, right? And I was like, yes. And I came up here and I fucked like three girls in a weekend. I was so excited to be single.
And then she told you guys were back together.
I was so excited to be single. And then, like so many days went by and I was so happy.
She tells you that you're back together.
I was happy and I was...
She made the decision for you guys.
Surrounded by punani.
I know how it works.
Yeah, it was going
I'm a
great.
Woman.
And then she, like, the next week, she calls me, like, I don't even know how. I don't remember. This is so long ago. I don't know if she called me, if she saw me, or if she showed up, or what.
She probably showed
up. And then to tell me that we're back together.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh. And I didn't have the guts to say, no, we're not. No.
Right.
No, I like this.
I did that to my ex-fiancé a lot.
I'm having fun.
It ain't over till there's two people in a relationship. It ain't over till one of them's completely done. And if I'm not completely done, you're stuck with
me. Yeah, then you're fucked.
Right.
That's what it is.
That's what I'm going through right now.
Yeah, so I ended up, I could have left then.
Yeah.
I didn't. So eventually we move in together in Youngstown, Ohio. And I knew early on, I'm like, oh, fuck. This is, you know.
Not going to be good.
Oh, such a bad idea. And I don't know. We were early on in Youngstown, and she did some screwy stuff I can't even remember.
Right.
I don't know. It's so long. I wish I remembered all what it was, but, you know, I was like, oh, God, let me get out of it now. But I didn't. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like I should have.
You always had one foot out the door.
Yes, I should have manned up, mm-hmm. you know, and put an end to it before it even got to the point of us living together, you know.
Right.
Of us, you know, trying to live this life together.
The farce.
And then, you know, the whole thing was me just trying to get out of it. And then finally we go down to Texas and she would drive me nuts. And so I tried like, you know what, I'm just not going to have sex with her. I'm just not going to. But I didn't have the balls to just say, hey.
It just eventually stops.
I should have had the balls to say, hey, listen, we got problems. And who knows? Maybe I would have, if I would have been honest.
You make excuses.
If I would have been honest and said, this is what you do that drives me fucking crazy. Who knows? She might have stopped.
I got told that, but I didn't stop doing what I was
doing. I mean, I'm very happy the way it turned out because I met my wife. I love my wife. But
right.
I'm just talking
about. Things happen for a reason.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just, if I would have had the balls to tell her,
right.
It may have stopped. It may have fixed itself.
Or it could have
made
a friendship.
And I convinced myself, that's it, I'm not having sex. But she was so freaking hot.
Uh-huh. It's hard to say no.
It was, that I couldn't, like. I'm like, that's it. I'm gonna run her out of here by pretending that I don't, blah, 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 blah. And then she'd be taking a shower or something, and she looked really hot. And so I'd end up fucking her, and I'm like, oh, God, I did it again. And, you know.
Yeah.
I hated myself. But the thing I hated myself about, and this is, and even to this day, I hated myself for not being honest.
Right.
For not saying, hey, this is not working out, and this is why.
You weren't happy.
Because either we could have fixed it, or we could have just parted a lot easier.
Right.
Instead, you know, we lived together. So, we go to, so she decides she wants to move, right?
Right.
So I'm like, well, I am not buying a fucking truck to move across a, across the complex.
Right.
You know, like this is bullshit.
That's kind of how I'm feeling right now.
Right. I'm like, this is bullshit. So I'm not going to rent a U-Haul or something. So I loaded shit. I would load shit into my car.
Uh-huh.
And then bring it over.
Right.
And then when I had to load the big stuff.
Just put it on the roof?
Yeah, I put it on the roof. Like white trash. I put it on the roof of the car and drove super slow. I moved like a couch.
Yeah.
And a dining room table. And I think I put the dining room table on upside down or something.
Right, right.
And a whole bedroom set.
Yeah.
I, you know, like moved the whole thing. That's how I moved everything.
Yeah.
And it was a really nice bedroom set. Trust me, I know, because when eventually when she left.
She got it.
She got the damn. Oh, I didn't get shit. So that's how I moved everything from. And that's the most white trash thing I did is I drove while holding onto like a mattress or holding onto a dining room table, which was upside down. That's how I moved the furniture one day.
I came all the way from Jacksonville and the move to here with a recliner on the roof.
Oh, Jesus.
Of the forward-facing recliner sitting on the roof of a minivan.
And that's how you drove from Jacksonville?
Yes, the back roads.
Oh, for God's sakes.
People were honking.
I mean, I could see doing it across a complex.
No, we took back
roads. But from Jacksonville to here is a little much.
Yes. So I hopefully I won't be doing that on the way to Bloomington because that's a little bit farther.
Mm.
There's not really any good back roads there.
But you're not planning on getting a U-Haul or anything?
No, I don't have enough stuff to put in a U-Haul. Every time I move, I get rid of more stuff.
And nothing to offer me.
Goodness.
Got nothing to offer me.
Huh?
I said, you're not offering me any of your
stuff. You don't want any of my crap. It's going in the trash.
Well, I'm just saying.
Do you want 1980 neon pink earrings?
No, I'm just...
Kind of stuff I'm getting rid of that's been in boxes, and I'm just like, why do I have
this stuff?
Or just broken stuff. Like the CPU of my computer that needs to be fixed.
You are something. I'm not fixing. Yes. I'm not fixing that computer.
Yes. Please.
You are something else.
I want my own. Eventually, I'm going to get one.
Right.
I have to start working first.
Right.
And once I start working, then I'll definitely have money to do it.
Hmm.
You're not paying attention to me.
Quit. I am paying attention
to
you.
Quit texting while we're doing
this. I'm not texting. I'm checking I'm checking Facebook. I mean, I'm not doing anything.
Yes. You're multitasking.
Check.
I mean, we quit talking about you.
I got a message.
We quit talking about you.
I got a message from Al.
Oh, no.
Who sent me a picture of a giant crab. Okay.
Uh-huh. Has it got a cat on top of it?
No, it's just a crab.
Oh.
And it says, my fucking crabs are huge. Now, I don't know why that was so I don't know why that was so important.
Because
you had to send it in such fashion. But.
But did you notice? We were talking about you, and you're like all attentive to what we're talking about. And then I start talking about me, and
you go
on Facebook you're and you quit paying attention.
You're worse than the first one, the girl I was talking about earlier.
I'm telling you. I know. I bet you her and
nagging.
I would have been good friends.
Yeah. No, she's a nice person. I'm sure she's good friends
totally
with lots of people.
Totally
I'm sure she's... She's lovely, and she gets along with everyone except me.
Right.
But I lived with her.
I drive men crazy.
Oh, my God. I tell you, I couldn't... I do regret... Like I said, she's very sweet. She's a wonderful human being.
I'm sweet, too.
I do regret not not being honest, you know what right. I mean? But I was very young. I was like 21 or 22. Right. Again, I think I was 22. I can't even remember my age back then. But yeah, and eventually, she left.
Yeah.
Eventually, we just decided to break up. But I think even that, I had
issues.
Yeah, but it was weird because even before that, when I was like, in high school and after high school, my first few relationships, I always was the first. I mean, I pulled the trigger. Yeah. One time I did take a girl to a dance, and I said I was going to the bathroom, and I left. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty cheap and low way to...
There was one time I was supposed to go to a Halloween dance, and I didn't even show up.
Oh,
and he found me later drunk.
Yeah, but think about it. Was it worse? Is it worse to not go?
He waited at the front waiting for me.
Yeah, it's not good. Like, I showed up, picked the girl up, took her to the dance...
I was like, don't pick me up, I'll meet you there.
And and got paraded around or something, but yeah. There was something that was said, I don't even remember, there was something that was said that I didn't like. I think in the way she introduced me or something.
Right.
And I said, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. And
just bailed.
And I left, and I can't remember what it was that made me so pissed off, but... When I was young, I was pissed for
a little bit of a hothead.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just I don't think I was a hothead. I just think I didn't have time. You know what I mean? Like I was like,
whatever.
I don't have time, and I think I still am like that. Like the other day, something happened, and I don't even want to get into it, but something happened, and so they thought this one guy did something really shady. All right,
uh-huh.
That involving me around me.
Uh huh.
Or to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I was talking to somebody else. Like they said, yeah, I talked to him, and he said, oh, my God, Ray must hate me. And I said, you know what?
You don't even take the time to do it.
I said, listen, the fucker's not even important enough for me to hate. No, I don't hate the guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't hate him at all. I don't know him. He's not even important enough for me to hate.
Right.
That's how I've always been. And yeah. I just... It's like so, and I don't think people are beneath me. I just think that
you only let certain people
yeah,
in that circle.
I only let certain people in, and to be honest, I only you've only got time for so much shit in your life.
Right.
This is one of the things that I've done really well is I've compartmentalized my life.
Right.
And there are people I have time for,
mm-hmm.
and people I don't have time for, and to be honest, it takes a lot because you're one of the people I have time for. You know.
Yeah.
It takes a lot, and there's only, you know this for a fact,
yeah.
There's literally only a handful of people
uh-huh.
that are like that for me,
uh-huh.
outside of my family. I just don't have time, and I'll be honest, it doesn't take much to get off that list.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's like we literally can be super close, and if you fuck up,
you're done.
I'm like, that's it. They're done. They're done.
It's the sweet and sour.
And it takes a lot to get back in. And
it's sweet and sour. Once I sour, I can't sweeten again.
Yeah, it's just how I am.
No matter how much I liked them, if they do something and my feelings toward them change in any way, they're done.
Yeah.
And I can't make myself go back to liking them again. I mean, I'll like them as a person, but it won't be the same.
You know what I'm talking about.
I totally get it.
Yeah, I'm just like that.
I'm souring. I can't say that with my nose the way it is. It sounds funny. Souring.
I am, that's how I am.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, I haven't, except for my daughter.
Right.
My daughter can do
anything. Yeah,
my daughter can do anything, and I will love her.
Yeah, that's unconditional.
And you know what? And she's the only, it's crazy.
Yeah.
She's the only person
alive
mm-hmm. that can do that.
Right.
I'm serious. It's not like my wife. There's shit my wife does. Hit the road. Get the hell. You know what I mean?
Right.
There are things she could do that I would kick her out so fast her head would spin.
Right.
But my daughter, there's nothing she can do that I wouldn't, you know. It's the strangest. I mean, having a, you know.
Yeah.
And she's an only child, so
yep.
it's. I imagine if I had more, I'd. I'd
you'd have favorites.
Yeah, you know, you're right. If I had another kid, Bella would probably be my favorite, and I'd probably treat the other kid shitty, you know?
You'd be like, you're taking my time away from Bella.
It's weird. I don't even want to experience that, you know, but I can imagine that.
I always worried about that if I ever had kids, that I would like one more than the other.
Yeah, I do think about that. Because I know my mom's got favorites.
Yes.
She doesn't say that, but I know she does.
Parents have got to have favorites.
They've got to. My father, his favorites are none of us. But I'm telling you, I think my mom's got a favorite. I really do.
I was my mom's favorite, I'm pretty sure.
Not me.
Because she confided in me about all the others.
No, I am not the favorite.
I am.
But I'm cool with it, you know.
Yeah. Big changes.
I think I'm the favorite nephew of my uncle Steve.
Yeah.
I think I'm Steve's favorite. You know what I mean?
The rest of the family, they don't like me, but that's okay.
Well, once you figure it out, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's okay.
It's like my grandpa, I think I might have been his favorite.
Yeah.
My grandma, I love my grandma. I don't think I was her favorite. This is the worst conversation.
Is that the one that you went and took the dump?
That was my other...
A different grandma.
Yeah, that I took stuff to the dump and...
No, you went and took a dump.
Oh, no, I thought
apartment.
You're...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, when she died.
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's my grandma. Yeah, that's right, I forgot about that.
That's why she didn't like you. She knew that you were going to do that.
Well, I couldn't contain myself. There was my other grandma. My other grandma, this is a funny story. I'll tell it quick. My other grandmother, she grew up near us. Okay. She lived in Gillespie.
Oh.
And then Benelled. And there was one time where she wanted us to do some stuff for her. And I was like, yeah. And my brothers and I showed up and we had to remove a bunch of shit she had. So we cleaned up this area, and we loaded all the stuff in the back of my truck. She said, can you take it to the dump? And I said, yeah. And she goes, here's some money to take it to the dump. And my brother Rob was with us, okay?
Yeah.
And he was a trip. But so I'm going to the dump, and he goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to the dump. He goes, fuck it. Go to the country. Go to the country. We'll throw it. We'll dump it in the country. We'll keep the money. I go, we can't do that. He goes, sure we can.
Nobody will know.
Sure we can. So we go.
Fly dumpers.
So we go to the fucking, we go to like Eagerville or somewhere, you know. This old mine that's abandoned.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't a lot of garbage, you know. But it was just a bunch of shit, you know. And we go in there and my brother... It goes in the back of the truck. He starts pushing everything out. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm dumping this shit.
Literally.
I go, oh, my God. So he dumps it, right? And I'm like, well, make sure you don't dump anything to get us in trouble. Oh, no problem.
No addresses.
Yeah. So we dump it all. We keep the money. Mm-hmm. Like, he talks me into it.
Yeah.
It's like, you ever see, like, Animal House where there's an angel and a devil that pops up on the guy's shoulder? Yeah. So... He was the devil.
Uh-huh.
I loved him, but my God, he could talk me into horrible things. And so we dumped the shit, right? So a little bit of time goes on. Nothing happens. And then one day, my grandma calls us.
Uh-oh.
And she didn't sound pissed, but she sounded like she was really hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what was going on. And then I can't remember who she... Maybe it was my mom or whatever, but she said there was a bunch of mail.
Oh, no. Addresses.
My stupid fucking brother. He threw out the mail. I'm like, why would you throw And I remember afterwards going, why the fuck did you throw the mail out?
Where they could track you down.
Which was, when we were walking out, he took the bag of garbage from her kitchen.
Yes.
Oh, we'll take this too, Grandma. We didn't even have to take it. He just decided to take it.
The kiss up bit him in the end.
This is the shit that she put in the garbage can every week that was taken, you know, from the fucking dump company that she paid for, right?
Yeah.
He decides to take, and that dumb shit. When he dumped all the shit, he threw the garbage bag on top of it.
Right.
So somebody,
Polycard.
Some environmental pussy, you know, making sure no one, oh, we don't want to fill up this old mine.
Right.
You know, this closed mine. Opens up the garbage bag and sees like a bunch of mail with her name and address on it.
Yeah.
They call the cops and the cops go to my grandma's house.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They go to my grandma's house and they bust her. My poor grandma. Now, my grandmother, she won't rat us out, you know.
Right.
Because she's my grandmother.
Oh, my mom would have.
Not my grandma. My grandma, I'll tell you what, she'd have been great working with the mob or something.
Cause she, yeah.
She knew how to keep her mouth shut. You know what I mean?
My mom always said, if you do the crime, you're going to do the time.
Like she told the cops, I don't know, some gentleman came by and...
Oh, she made up a story?
Oh, yeah. She made up a whole story to keep us out of, you know, she was convinced we were going to go to jail or something. She's like, these gentlemen came by and they took it and I paid them to, you know, she, the whole thing.
Right.
But she was pissed. She's like, the cops came by and they, you know.
Those boys.
And the boy, I paid the boys to go to the dump.
Well, Lord knows what they did with that money.
Oh, I'll tell you, my brother bought pot with
it. I was going to say, I bet he did.
He went and bought a bunch of weed. That's exactly what he did.
And you didn't help him with that, did you?
No, I didn't. Well, I wasn't a weed smoker. I didn't mind when he did it, but I just wasn't
I'm surprised he didn't get you into that.
Yeah, I wasn't a big weed guy. I tried. No, don't get me wrong. I tried to smoke weed. It just...
Speaking of which...
It wasn't for me.
Speaking of which, remind me to bring that up in a little bit.
What? You smoking weed?
Yeah.
You can't smoke it now, right, after your surgery?
Probably not.
Probably good for the pain.
But that morning that I started texting you, bitching about TJ a couple weeks ago...
Oh, yeah.
I was higher than a kite.
Of course, I'm sure you were.
First time in like 15 years.
Smoking pot like a teenager.
I was not only that, I was drunk still too.
You know, I saw the other day. You ever seen any of these edibles?
I've heard nothing but good things about them.
There was a news report out of Colorado or Washington or one of these states.
Yeah.
They showed the brownies.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, I'm looking at these fucking brownies.
They look good.
My God damn, that brownie looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch. And I'm thinking...
How do you eat just one?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking to myself, how in the hell I would OD on pot? I don't think
you can.
Well, I would get super, super stoned.
Right.
Because the brownies look so good. I'm like, oh, how can I stop eating?
Right, because they've got edible gummies, too.
And the news report is like, yeah, you eat like half of the brownie.
Well...
And you'll get... And I'm like, oh, I'm not just eating half that brownie. Fucking brownie. Yeah. Give me a glass of milk. I'll eat three of them. They're big brownies, too.
Yeah.
They look fantastic.
Ugh.
And I'm just like, see, this is why I can't. I just can't.
The stuff I had, I got to tell you. The stuff that I didn't
have. Was this medical? Was
yes.
this medical shit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good, isn't it?
It was smoother than smoking a cigarette. There was no coughing involved.
Yeah.
And that's, I was just flabbergasted.
Well, that's what I remember when
and
when
it was
I
very strong.
When I tried pot, this is like the main reason I never did it.
Is coughing in the lump
I couldn't
in your
sing.
Throat?
Yeah, I mean I was playing a band from the time I was 14.
There was no lump in the throat.
Oh, really?
No lump.
Yeah, and I also got lumps in my throat, and I just felt
no paranoid.
No and paranoia. All that. And so I smoked this pot, but my throat, like, I had problems with it the rest of the night. And I'm like, I can't hit high notes.
Right.
So that along with the paranoia, I literally felt like there were snakes coming up in my throat.
Yes, that's exactly how it feels.
Pot did not agree with me.
This was not any of that street stuff. This was, wow. I'm glad I don't live in California because that's where it came from.
There was one night. I went out with my my brother Rob,
right,
and a buddy of ours named. I'm sure I could tell this story. Fuck it, he's an adult now. A buddy of ours named Mark Quinn.
You have a last name too.
Yeah,
you're gonna just buddy Mark
the Quinner. I'll tell you what he is. There's a band in St. Louis. What the fuck's the name of the band?
There's a lot of bands in St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this one, Joe Dirt.
Okay.
All right. They do a whole old, like they do like an 80s, 90s thing, you know.
Okay.
And he is Joe Dirt. Okay. In that band, he is the guy, you know.
I think I remember.
Yeah, and they're a pretty popular band, you know, somewhat regional fame, you know. And he is Joe Dirt, and it's his. So I mean, I'm just saying that for those that you know.
We're wondering.
Yeah, but one night, so one night we were at this party, and it was a great party.
Uh-huh.
And then we left. And I was with my brother Rob and this guy Mark Quinn, and they had weed.
Uh huh. Of course.
And they smoked it, and they said, "Here, you can have." And they let me, and I said, "Well, what the hell? I'll try some."
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it, and it was really, I mean,
good stuff.
Yeah, it seemed to be the good, but I think it was the high price stuff. Yeah. You know. And I remember smoking it, and then just mellowing out, and then the rest of the night I just sort of hung out and. It was Mark was driving because I remember it was his van.
Uh-huh.
And I just hung out the rest of the night and I was singing Don Henley. And I don't know why I remember this, but I remember all she wants to do is dance, dance. You know that song?
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in the front seat
and just be happy as can be.
Yeah, and singing Don
not
Henley.
Care, care
and I was really, world. You know, and I think I was pretty stoned. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I remember it was such a pleasant.
Yeah, if you can get there, yeah.
And so I smoked it. That was like the second time. I don't know, whenever.
Yeah.
It was. Second, third time I tried it, and I'd had bad experiences.
I've done it under 10 times
in
my life.
So I did that, and it was really pleasant. So then I'm like, oh well, I must like pot, right?
Right.
So then we go out. I don't know, like so many weeks later.
Uh huh.
Of course, my brother's involved again.
Yes, of course.
And he's like, I got some weed. And so I go to try the weed. And it's the same thing. I felt like there was snakes coming out of my throat.
Oh,
and
no.
I was paranoid. And I felt horrible. I'm like, that's it.
No more.
I'm never smoking again. And I never did. I never smoked it again.
Yeah.
Until we were syndicated in the Morning Disaster. I mean, it was that long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I smoked some with Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Oh, that would have been great.
And Allison.
Okay.
And it was, and I felt really good.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, this actually calmed me down because I was really pissed about
uh-huh.
something.
Uh-huh.
And I smoked it and I was like, wow, this is really good. And I feel, but it was Allison's.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, maybe I do like pot.
Oh, here we go again.
So then we were playing a Pickles gig.
Yeah.
Like a couple months later, a month later, uh-huh. whatever, weeks later, I don't know. And Jimmy was there.
Uh-huh.
And he says, hey, you want a hit? And I'm like, yeah, let me try some. I did it, and the same shit happened.
Here comes the snakes.
Yeah, and I'm playing a performance.
Oh, God.
And I'm freaking out because, you know...
You got a lump in your throat.
Well, because I get paranoid.
Can't breathe. Something's gonna happen.
Oh, it was horrible. And so I'm like, that's it. And that's the last time in my life I've ever smoked pot. So I've only smoked pot a few times in my life.
I can't wait to go out to California.
Except now I look back and I'm like, you know what it was?
Your mood at the time?
No. The cheap shit.
Oh.
It's like the first time I smoked it.
Yeah.
It was the cheap shit.
And Lord knows what's got in it.
Yeah, some kind of skunky whatever cheap yeah. bullshit pot. And then the one time I was with my brother and Mark, it was really good pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Then there was the cheap shit again.
Right. This stuff, you couldn't even tell that you were inhaling it.
Yeah. And then when I was...
The fact that you were exhaling
when
it,
I smoked,
the smoke came out is how you knew.
When I smoked Allison's pot, it was really good.
Yeah.
And then when I smoked Jimmy's pot, I got sick again. You know, so what it was is, it was the pot. It was
right.
I was smoking cheap shit.
That's what it is.
My whole life, I probably would have liked really good pot. Now it's too late.
Now it's too late.
With the pain I'm in.
But it was really funny because if they made a movie about two middle-aged girls that got back together, their friendship, and one of them says, guess what I got? It was a really fun night. Until TJ calls at 6:59 in the morning the next day. And I thought it was a Saturday. I'm like, oh, Ray's on. I'm going to tell him. You were doing your show.
Unbelievable. Why the hell did he call that early?
To tell me that he was going through some tapes or something. There's material on there from me for demo.
Oh, Jesus. I bet you never got that demo.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Because I yelled at him and told him to talk to you.
Goddamn TJ. Goddamn you, TJ.
But I came up with a story that night. I told him that I was being creative and I was like telling him to call a bunch of people that I wanted to write a song.
Oh, for God's sake. You're writing a
song? I was going to write a song.
This is when you were high?
Yes. But nobody would let me write a song. Well, they wouldn't bring any paper good. Or anything. But later in the evening, I called my best friend and told him the story about how great it would be if Cheetos Puffs grew on trees like green beans.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And I talked about that for like an hour. That would be wonderful.
You are a mess.
If you just wanted one Cheeto Puff, you just go outside and grab it off the tree.
See, this is why... Kids, this is why you should never do drugs. I'm telling you, the older I get, the closer to vegetarianism I am.
Yeah.
I really am.
I need genetically modified fake animal
product. The thought of eating, the older I get, you know.
Something with a soul.
Yeah, it's starting to wig me out.
Yeah.
I really think... God, I'm becoming such a pussy or something. I don't know, but I think I'd like to give vegetarianism...
I think it's not right, but then it tastes so good.
I'd like to give it a try, but I'm afraid...
Could you give up steak?
Yeah, I think I could. I do, but I worry about the weight I'd gain.
Right. But they've got all kinds of protein that you can get through vegetables.
I don't know.
And you're not allergic to soy, are you?
I don't know.
They can make stuff that tastes just like the real thing.
Because I'm telling you, my diet's so screwed up right now. My diet is so screwed up right now.
Yeah, okay. Since you went on the prednisone.
Yeah, because and then I fell off the diet and I'm trying to get back on and it's, I tell you,
a little bit at a time.
Yeah, it's really hard, you know. And yeah, so that's sort of messed me up here. But I'll tell you, when I'm full blown the diet, you know, counting calories, I can't eat a lot.
Right.
So I find myself eating a lot of...
filler stuff?
Well, no, like breakfast cereals. Like, I'll eat breakfast cereals and...
Several times a day.
And eggs. Like, I'm fine with eating eggs because they're not killing the chicken to give eggs.
It's a baby chicken that's not going to get a chance for life yet.
Well, yeah, but come on.
Do you know what they do to the mamas?
I don't want to know what they... I don't want... listen, I don't want to know. I just...
Same with milk when it comes from the cow.
Milk's fine.
No,
they're not killing the cow.
They torture them.
Oh, stop it. Why you got to ruin everything?
you need to buy one chicken and you need to buy one cow and keep them in your backyard and name them.
So
that they're happy.
I mean, I don't know what one person... I just, the older I get, I'm serious.
It bothers me too.
It does. And I like, and I do, and I, there are foods I like that.
I like cheese.
I like popcorn. Popcorn doesn't kill any animals.
No.
They just grow corn.
But I like cheese.
I like pizza. There's not a pizza bird out there they're killing.
I need cheese in my life. That's why I can't become vegan.
Well, cheese is not... They don't kill an animal to get cheese.
No, but they torture the cows.
Oh, they don't torture the cows to get milk. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit.
They give them hormones and they chain them to...
Oh, they don't kill... Let them...
Inside these buildings and...
Stop it. There's a big difference in eating a steak and drinking milk.
It's like the Matrix for cows. That's how they get milk.
Yeah. And I do... Listen, I do think about that stuff and I... You know, it makes me sad. I want to become vegan.
It would be healthier.
I'll tell you right now, my wife ain't going to be no fucking vegan. I think my daughter would.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I was going to be a vegan with someone, my daughter would be a vegan with me, I think. But right. my wife, no way in hell. There's no way. Oh, she was stuff. Today. She's like, oh, I want to have burgers or prime ribeye sandwiches.
Oh, that sounds good.
And she goes, I want that for dinner. And I'm like thinking to myself, I was just talking about veganism.
It does. You hit a certain point in your life where those things start bothering you.
Yeah, they do. They really.
And then you got to be like, la, 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 la.
They really are They are really bothering me. Right. And I was thinking the other day.
I find out when I'm dieting and stuff like that, that it seems to bother me more.
And I was like, could I live without eating? Like, I don't want to make a big deal out of being a vegetarian. But could I live without eating meat? And I was thinking, well, you know.
You probably could.
I could eat breakfast cereals. I could eat all kinds of pasta.
And there's
I could eat pizzas. I could eat
big
mushrooms. You ever tried those big fucking mushrooms, whatever those are called?
The shiitake.
Yeah.
Or portobello.
Yeah. I could eat those. I could eat, you know. There's shit I could eat.
Bean burgers.
I love beans. Mm-hmm. I do. I really do like
beans.
I like beans and eggs, but I would still eat eggs.
Right.
And I would
milk and cheese.
I'd still drink milk and I'd still have cheese because I got a pizza and
yeah.
So there's stuff I would eat. I would just try to stay away from.
It wouldn't be vegan, it'd be vegetarian.
Yeah, I'd stay away from like beef and chicken and pork and
stuff.
Yeah, it's like
cuz when you think about it, that's what it is.
It's like I try not to eat the animals. But then again, I think I'd gain a lot of weight because pasta's got a lot of, you know.
A lot of starch.
A lot of calories.
And pasta's delicious.
I don't know. Like, I think about it. And
yeah. I'll probably stop by Arby's.
But I got to try to restart. Nikki would hit the Arby's up and chat him on the way out. Podcast is over. I need a roast beef.
But that's the kind of meat I eat. The kind that doesn't look like animal.
Yeah.
And I pretend like it's not.
I don't know. I need, you know.
It's the lie we all have to tell ourselves to survive.
Yeah, the older I get, the less.
The less the lie kind of works.
Less interested in killing animals.
Right.
Or the harder it is to put it out of my mind.
Yes.
You know, because I think when you're young, you just don't think about it.
Right, and then when you finally realize, you're
yeah,
like,
and sometimes it's like, here's the deal. Like, okay, this is gonna weird some people out. I don't mean to weird you out, but okay.
I'm already probably weirded out.
Okay. When you get older, they talk about middle age crisis and they talk about getting above. I'm going to tell you what the deal is, okay? The older you get, the more you think about death.
You become self-aware.
Yeah. You become aware that you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they talk about things, that's what they're trying not to say is you're going to die.
Right.
And so I sometimes will sort of freak out when it dawns on me,
mm-hmm.
like, shit, how many years do I have left?
Yep.
And it really weirds me out.
That you can be here 1 minute and then gone the next.
Yeah, and it does weird me out because I don't want to leave. I love
being alive.
I love life, and I don't believe there's any afterlife or anything.
Right.
And so it weirds me out that there's just nothing, and I will no longer exist and blah, blah, blah. And that stuff really freaks me out. But I think that's when they say middle-age crisis. That's what it is.
That's what it is. You become
you realize
self-aware.
That, yeah. And you're like, oh, shit. You know, and that's what people freak out over.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that can handle it and
some people
that don't
can.
And blah, blah, blah. And so the whole – the trick of existence, the trick of life is to keep that shit off your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the same with eating meat and stuff.
Right.
When you're eating that stuff, the whole thing is you keep the shit off your mind about where it comes from.
Right.
But occasionally, I'm eating like a steak or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, fuck, this steak is so good. Oh, and I'm, murr. Oh, no. No. Murr.
Oh, no.
No, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think. Murr. Oh, fuck, I don't want to think about it.
It was somebody's brother.
And then I start thinking about. Oh, they slaughtered a cow for me. Oh, fuck.
How scared it must have been.
And then I go, well, even if I was to turn vegetarian,
there's
still so many people that eat, it's not going to make a difference.
No.
And I try to justify, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to happen anyway.
But the older I get, I find that harder
mm-hmm. I go through periods.
I find it even harder to do it. And sometimes I'm with my pets, okay?
Yeah.
And my pets are so awesome and amazing. And like my cat, Ollie.
Yeah.
He'll just come up and plop on my chest, you know. He's so sweet. I mean, he's horribly mean to every other animal and stuff, but and to me, he's just so sweet and nice. And I just see that, and I'm like, shit, how can someone eat an animal, you know?
Because they have feelings.
Yeah, and it really freaks me out. So I'm not saying I'm going to become a vegetarian, but I want to.
It'd be easy to.
I don't know. But I gain weight. I get so fucking fat.
I'm losing weight.
There's no meat and ding-dongs and ho-hos,
now,
are there?
I'm going to be so high maintenance.
There's no meat and Hostess products, is there?
Probably not. They probably use like corn oil or something.
I can imagine. What diet's going to let me eat Hostess products daily?
One that uses moderation.
That's the that's a horrible diet then.
The moderation diet?
Moderation is for queers. Oh God, yeah, I got to get back on a diet. I really do.
Right.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not eating like I'm not crazy.
But you're able to move around better now.
Yeah, no, I am. So, but I think I stopped.
More, you can become more active.
I think I've stopped losing weight.
You plateaued.
And I think I'm gaining it.
What?
Yeah, I really do. I feel like I'm gaining.
You probably plateaued.
No, I feel like I'm gaining weight.
Oh no. Well, you just got to get the momentum going.
Well, and and there's only one way for me to do. For me to get momentum going.
Start over?
No, go to a carb free.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's of hard. Which, you know what that means.
Grouchy Ray.
Well, but it's also just eating protein.
Right. And meat.
And meat. And so it totally goes against my wanting to
have a healthy vegetarian.
To try to become a vegetarian.
But that's not necessarily true. You can still get enough protein through vegetables and soy, especially, to replace
the animal. I'll tell you what, I love bacon. God damn, I love it.
Yeah.
So good.
I like the kind of bacon that's all like sugared and it like melts in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like the chewy. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, god damn. I love bacon.
I think Arby's had bacon up on their slide.
But I'll tell you what, I could still eat, you know, even if I'm vegetarian, I could eat chorizo and eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't eat the chorizo. Shit, it's made from
sausage.
Shit. Yeah, that's made from
pig.
Pigs and cows. Ah, shit.
Yep. That's good stuff.
And I get bored with just eggs, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, I did have some eggs with ketchup the other day that were pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Scrambled eggs and ketchup.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. I'm looking at the time. We should probably wrap up the podcast.
We've managed not to talk about anything really dirty.
We've heard an hour of nothing. We really have. I couldn't even tell you what we talked about.
The next one will be plenty dirty.
We talked about too much personal stuff that I probably shouldn't have discussed, but oh well.
And illegal stuff.
Yeah.
And
but it is good. I mean, I like doing it because, you know, my regular show, my regular job.
Yeah.
There are things I'm not allowed to do, you know?
I know.
And so when I do the podcast, it's just, I get to talk about anything and everything. I just love
it. I need to make a disclaimer that people that have listened to our podcasts and listened to my stories does not mean that you can contact me and I'm going
to
do
those stories.
Oh, yeah.
They all want
you
to take them to like some swinger parties and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think I was joking earlier, but I did mean it when I said, I forgot what we were talking about. And I said, oh, if I were to become single,
you would go.
I said, if I were to become single, I'd say, hey, take me to one of those parties because I'd want to go to at least one just for fun. Yeah, just to see. Yeah.
It's like a high school drinking party.
I'll try anything.
Except for some of the people are married.
That's very odd.
You know, like when everybody's going in the back room and doing something.
I had a dream. When was this dream? I should go back and look at the text messages. I had a dream, all right?
Yeah.
That my wife and I
became swingers.
We're swingers, yes. Oh my God. It was crazy.
Right. It's fun. It's something it's adults getting together, having fun once a month. I look forward to it, whether I do something or not. But I did something recently.
Yeah, what'd you do?
The best experience of my entire life. And now
I get close to that mic. What was the experience?
I had sex.
Oh.
But it was the best that I've ever had in my entire life.
Who'd you hook up with, guy or girl?
Guy.
Where was he from?
He's from Lincoln.
And you hooked up with him?
Yes. I've known him for 10 years.
And you've never hooked up with him?
Our flirts with each other have been going over each other's heads.
Uh-huh. So you nailed him. Was he married?
Yes. And the wife is like, I'll be out here if you need anything.
And the wife was cool with him sleeping?
Yeah. Because I've played around with her before.
Oh, good Lord.
Before they were married.
How'd that pussy taste?
Oh, my God. It was lovely. She's gorgeous.
Really? And yes. So you banged her husband?
Oh,
how come
God.
She wasn't in there watching?
Because she was out playing, doing her thing.
Oh, she was with another guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we had this planned, and it was like 2 hours of
my, 2 hours?
Of, like, bliss.
Who gives you 2 hours of sex?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but isn't that...
And now I'm scared.
Let me ask you something, though.
I'm scared, though.
Isn't that freeing to know, to, like...
To know that you can experience that?
Yeah, to have great sex and know that there's no commitments. There's nothing you have to do.
No.
I would say that sounds...
It's amazing.
That there is... That's got to be something
that
is...
And you're still going to be friends when you're done. Like, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, that's got to be cool. But I would imagine, though...
And it wasn't weird at all, because I felt very comfortable.
And
with
nobody
them.
Ever gets crazy.
Oh, yeah, people get crazy.
See, there you go.
Those are the people that don't need to be in the lifestyle.
That's what I'm talking about.
But they usually exit quickly.
I'm not saying I'd be crazy. I think I'm so charming and dashing. I think
there's some room for jealousy.
Some woman would go crazy about me.
Right.
And I don't want some swinger going crazy.
No. But...
Maybe leave her husband or whatever. I don't want to deal with that.
I have a big fear now.
What is your fear?
I'm chasing the dragon.
You still want to have sex again?
I can't have sex again ever again.
So why not?
Because I'll be chasing the dragon.
You're not going to... Are you going to have sex with this guy again?
Probably. But I'm scared to now.
Why?
What if it's not as good?
So you had good, you got a really good...
I mean, the best I could ever imagine in my entire life.
Well, so then...
Nothing is ever, if it was ever better than that, I might die.
And the wife knows it? What the hell is she swinging for if this guy's that good?
Because you can. Variety is the spice of life.
So you think she gets it that good all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, what the hell are they swinging for?
I don't know. Because they enjoy it.
Yeah, well, the guy must be good at sex.
He's really good. It's like he's very intuitive.
Not me.
He's very selfless.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think.
And very.
I should never go to a swinger party.
And he's very take charge.
Yeah, I think, look at you. You're having trouble breathing. You're just retelling the story and you're having trouble sharing it. I mean, good Lord.
But I'm like scared to be with anybody now because I'm afraid I'm chasing the dragon. And I told him that he was sexual heroin.
Well, good, right?
Yeah, he said that's what he was aiming for.
Good. Don't freak him out.
I'm not. No, because it was awkward for me, like, the first... Because he was, like, still trying to talk and hang out and everything. And,
well, you guys
like,
are friends, right?
Right. And I wanted to tell him. And I didn't know if I should tell him
that
or
is,
not.
Listen, that is the most... That to me would be the most... I mean, I'm not going to swing. It's never going to
happen. Right.
But I'm saying, that to me would be the most appealing part of it.
Right.
Is that you are friends with somebody, and you're going to hook up and have sex with them.
Uh-huh.
And then when it's over, it's just over.
Yeah, and when we were done, we went out and we rejoined her, and we were all sitting on the couch together talking and laughing and talking to other people, and it was like nothing.
See, that's what that actually...
There's no emotion involved. It's like, you're just my friend, but we're going to have some great sex.
Yeah, that see, now that is actually appealing.
It's awesome.
that is appealing. But the whole thing, here's the problem.
Some people will want it constantly.
No, that's not. Here's no. This is the thing that I just could. That's why I can't swing, because my wife would do the same thing.
Right.
And I don't think
you
I
just want her to.
I don't think I can deal with that. I don't think I could deal with
that.
Wait
while you go do your thing.
No, I think she could be with women.
Yeah.
And I'd be cool with it, but I would.
There's a lot of swingers that do that.
Oh, really?
They just play with women.
Yeah, I think I'd have a problem with her being with a man.
They're called unicorns. That's what they call me, a unicorn.
Mm, I don't know.
Single women that play with couples.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think that it would just weird me out to have her be with another guy.
Yeah.
But I think that probably says more about me than it would.
That's why they charge more for single guys.
I think it would. I think that says horrible things about me. But that's how I would be. Like, I would definitely be a swinger if my wife was only with women, you know.
Right.
And me.
Yes. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of them like that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think my wife's one of them. If she was, I'd be all about it, you know.
Maybe when empty nest syndrome kicks in and you guys get bored and you'd be like, I've got an idea.
Well, if she ever gets smart and leaves me or something, you know. I'll hit a party. I'll go.
They'll be going on. I've been doing it for 12 years.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it flew by. I hate to say that, for 12 years, but yeah.
Damn.
And I don't do commitment, so I think it works better for me.
Well, you know.
Because the second somebody says we are official, I freak the fuck out and I chase them away.
Oh, boy.
Because that's what happened last time when we were talking. Remember that guy? He moved to freaking New York.
Really? You freaked the guy out so much he left.
He took a job in New York and he's gone.
Oh, Jesus. Look at you.
I know. I was the last hurrah.
You freaked him out to the point he left.
He was at the point where he still wasn't talking to me. We had talked once and he said he wasn't ready to talk to me would.
And he ran away. He went to New York.
He went to New York. I mean, he left his house, his dog, everything.
Oh, my.
It's like a country song.
God.
And the funny thing is, I'm moving to the town that he lived in.
How crazy. And he's gone.
And now he's gone.
How nuts.
But that's what happens when any kind of commitment gets brought up to me. I get a little nuts.
Yeah.
So it's best not to.
You are crazy.
I am crazy. I'm female.
Well, listen, it's good to see you. I'm glad we got a show. Nikki's actually here in my house doing the show because Skype is fucked up. So
we're trying to do it on the phone.
And now you're out of the hospital and stuff. We could start doing this regularly again.
I would love to do it regularly, especially when I get up there. I'm going to have time to do it.
When you get the computer and the Skype and everything.
And I won't have to be knocking on certain people's doors to, can I use your computer? No. No, you cannot, because I said so.
You and your stories.
I know.
All right, well, listen, we got to wrap it up. It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray. That's Nikki. We'll be back sometime. I don't know when. We'll probably do one next week at some point. But
that would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what day, but we'll knock one out. Mm-hmm. This has been the Morning Disaster Podcast. You guys, thank you so much for listening. Remember, you can follow us, morningdisaster.net, and download the podcast when it comes up. Tell your friends, blah, blah, blah. Remember,
I got a question.
Yeah.
Do you still get mail about any of the stuff?
Yeah. The last show, I got a bunch of mail, but
I was wondering.
It's been like a month or whatever.
I know.
So
you should forward it to me. I would like to read it.
I should. It's mostly Facebook messages and shit, you know?
Well, how come I don't get to see them?
Well, it's because they're sent to me.
Well,
it's a pain in the ass. I don't know how to forward it.
How do I critique myself?
You know what I should? Hey, you know, people send me messages to RayLytle@hotmail.com. Then I can forward messages.
And then I can see what you're saying, too.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to see what I'm saying. You need to see what they're saying. What do you want to see what I'm saying?
I want to know what they're saying about the podcast.
Well, yeah, you can listen to what they're saying. You don't need to see what I'm saying.
No.
Then I'll forward you anything.
Yeah. Or they can go to my
Facebook
page.
I get 100 messages a day on Facebook, you know, so I lose them.
They can go to my Nikki Disaster on Facebook
and send her a message.
Send me a message and tell me what you think.
In fact, send all the correspondence to Nikki. Leave me the fuck alone.
If it's important, I'll send it to Ray.
All of you, just leave me alone. Especially Al, sending me your crab photos.
Al's got crabs. He's got really big crabs.
Al's another. I think Al wants the swing.
Oh, yeah.
He's another one. I think he wants to do it.
But he doesn't want his junk touching another guy's junk, remember?
Yeah. Well, no one wants that to happen anyway.
He doesn't want to be in the same room as it. Nothing.
Yeah.
He just wants some more pussy.
Yeah, it's what he wants. He don't want to give up that hot old lady.
He's a cutie.
He's like me. I don't think he wants to give up the, you know what I mean?
Right. You've got it good.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Some like to share and some don't.
Not me. I'm not sharing. I'm not sharing anything.
Oh, fuckers. Stingy.
Stay away from my wife. All right. That's it, you guys. Hey, we'll talk to you next time. This has been The Morning Disaster.
Goodbye.
And have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody.